Welcome back to Divine Office Online, your scriptural prayer in the Catholic Church. I'm still not 100%, but I feel a lot better. Just have a little bit of one symptom left. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Psalm 100. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal, his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Now let's begin with morning prayer. Oh, this is a good one. Psalm 80. We begin with the psalm. O God of light, the dawning day gives us new promise of your love. Each fresh beginning is your gift, like gentle dew from heaven above. Your blessings, Father, never fail. Your Son, who is our daily bread, the Holy Spirit of your love, by whom each day your sons are led. Make us the servants of your peace. Renew our strength, remove all fear. Be with us, Lord, throughout this day, for all is joy if you are near. To God the Father, the Son, and Spirit blessed, one only God, we humbly pray, show us the splendor of your light in death, the dawn of perfect day. And here we begin the psalmody. Stir up your mighty power, Lord, come to our aid. And I love this one, but I like to pray it in modified form, so I'll just read it and then I'll kind of explain as we're going along how I might modify it. Come, Lord, take care of your vineyard. That's the caption. Come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:20. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph's flock. Shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, come to your might. O Lord, come to our help. So when I pray this privately in the office, I like to change Joseph, because we're not part of ethnic Israel, to the spiritual meaning. Either Jesus, or especially St. Peter, I like to say, you who lead Peter's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon your Catholic children, your Orthodox children, and your Protestant and non-denominational children. Because again, we're not part of ethnic Israel, but you know, we are the new, we constitute Israel. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Again, that little verse about the face of God, something you have to understand mystically and spiritually, and you don't need to change it or anything. The face of God, you know, this conveys all of the Holy Spirit's light and the making present of the Father's love in so many ways. It's worthy of real reflection. Lord, God of armies, or God of hosts. People are always confused when I say hosts. They say, what is that? So I started saying armies or multitudes. How long will you frown on your people's plea? You've fed us with tears for our bread, an abundance of tears for our drink. You've made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Isn't that just fitting for the world we live in today? The church has all these tears. It's even having to eat and drink its tears because it's not able to evangelize the world. Many of us are not able to reach fulfillment. And we again ask that the Father will shine the light of his face on us and we shall be saved. And then it recalls the events of history. You brought a vine out of Egypt to plant it. You drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its river its branches to the sea, to the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. All right, stop there. So yeah, again, the author is recalling in his prayer the mighty works of the Exodus, the great works done for ethnic Israel, for the people of God during the OT. Now, that's okay. You can still pray from that because Jesus has given us a new Exodus in his Passover from life to death, and that's what we're going to kind of celebrate this Lent and Easter. But at the same time, how can we also recall the great works of our new covenant, the Acts of the Apostles? Is that first history of the community, and he does do amazing things and grow the community, the early church. You can think of all those things and recall them in your own prayer as you look at that part. It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of armies, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. So again, that's a beautiful, easily applicable prayer, especially that second part that we just prayed. It's good to have the concept of the boar of the forest and the beasts of the field that are doing the ravaging and the devouring of God's holy city in a spiritual context. So maybe at that time, that really did refer to, you know, some army that had invaded their territory. But now it refers to the devil and the demons, the boar of the forest, Satan, and the beasts, his little creatures from hell that are out there trying to devour the kingdom of God in the spirit, trying to destroy God's vineyard. So we ask God again to visit us. And again, it's another thing that you can interpret spiritually. And there we go. That's kind of how I like to pray that. It's one of my favorites. And finally, may your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. So this refers to a leader. We ask God to anoint and select a leader that he will himself will choose, that he himself will give strength. So this is a place for you to pray for the Pope. Pray for any of your secular leaders that you feel the Holy Spirit may be urging you to pray for. And we as your people will never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of armies, bring us back from the exile. Let your face shine on us. And let God of armies bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. And again, it seems to refer to the exile. It could refer to some other disaster in their time. But again, talking spiritual exile. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and the difficulties the church is going through. That's another type of exile. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So I know I talked for a long time, but I really wanted to explain how I pray that one to you, and I did. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, make us know the light of your face. Give us everything we need. Heal us and help us, protect us from all evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Stir up your mighty power, Lord, come to our aid. Antiphon 2, the Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. Isaiah 12, 1-6 is our next prayer. The joy of God's ransomed people. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. Antiphon 3. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Psalm 81. Solemn renewal of the covenant. See that no one among you has a faithless heart. Hebrews 3:12. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and sound the cymbal, timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast. For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt. A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you. I answered, concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah, I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed. Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies. The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjugation would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Open our mouths to be your evangelists. Inspired by your beauty, let us bring the word of life to others, in ourselves, in our works and words. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, save us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Now, pray for us now and at the hour of our death, Mother of God. Amen. Now we will have a reading and we'll substitute, like we usually do, from the Office of Readings. A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verses 6 through 32. So that's Proverbs 10, 6, 32, if you want to go back and look over it later. Blessings are for the head of the just, but a rod for the back of the fool. The memory of the just will be blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. A wise man heeds commands, but a prattling fool will be overthrown. He who walks honestly walks securely, but he whose ways are crooked will fare badly. He who winks at a fault causes trouble, but he who frankly reproves promotes peace. A fountain of life is the mouth of the just, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up disputes, but love covers all offenses. On the lips of the intelligent is found wisdom, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool is imminent ruin. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The rumination of the lowly is their poverty. The ruination of the lowly is their poverty. The just man's recompense leads to life, and gains of the wicked to sin. A path to life is he who heeds admonition, but he who disregards reproof goes astray. It is the lips of the liar that conceal hostility, but he who spreads accusations is a fool. Where words are many, sin is not wanting, but he who restrains his lips does well. Like choice silver is the just man's tongue. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The just man's lips nourish many, but fools die for want of sense. It is the Lord's blessing that brings wealth. No effort can substitute for it. Crime is the entertainment of the fool. So is wisdom for the man of sense. what the wicked man fears will befall him, but the desire of the just will be granted. When the tempest passes, the wicked man is no more, but the just man is established forever. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes is the sluggard to those who use him as a messenger. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked are brief. The hope of the just brings them joy, but the expectation of the wicked comes to naught. The Lord is a stronghold to him who walks honestly, but to evildoers their downfall. The just man will never be disturbed, but the wicked will not abide in the land. The mouth of the just yields wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the just know how to please, but the mouth of the wicked how to pervert. Responsory prayer. The mouth of the just utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is right. The law of God is in his heart. The just man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of evil news. The law of God is in his heart. And this explanation of the Psalms by St. Ambrose is actually really good for our kind of homily from tradition. Open your lips and let God's word be heard. We must always meditate on God's wisdom, keeping it in our hearts and on our lips. Your tongue must speak justice. The law of God must be in your heart. Hence, Scripture tells you, you shall speak of these commandments when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the way, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Let us then speak of the Lord Jesus, for he is wisdom. He is the word, indeed, of God. It is also written, open your lips and let God's word be heard. God's word is uttered by those who repeat Christ's teaching and meditate on his sayings. Let us always speak this word. When we speak about wisdom, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak of virtue, about virtue, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about justice, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about peace, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about truth and life and redemption, we are speaking of Christ. Open your lips, says Scripture, and let God's word be heard. It is for you to open. It is for him to be heard. So David said, I shall hear what the Lord says in me. The very Son of God says, open your lips, and I will fill them. Not all can attain to the perfection of wisdom as Solomon or Daniel did. But the spirit of wisdom is poured out on all according to their capacity, that is, on all the faithful. If you believe, you have the spirit of wisdom. Meditate then at all times on the things of God, and speak the things of God. When you sit in your house, by house we can understand the church or the secret place within us, so that we are to speak within ourselves. Speak with prudence so as to avoid falling into sin. As by excess of talking, when you sit in your house, speak to yourself as if you were a judge. When you walk along the way, speak so as never to be idle. You speak along the way if you speak in Christ, for Christ is the way. When you walk along the way, speak to yourself, speak to Christ. Hear him say to you, I desire that in every place men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. When you lie down, speak so that the sleep of death may not steal upon you. Listen and learn how you are to speak as you lie down. I will not give sleep to my eyes nor slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. When you get up or rise again, speak of Christ so as to fulfill what you are commanded. Listen and learn how Christ is to awaken you from sleep. Your soul says, I hear my brother knocking at the door. Then Christ says to you, open the door to me, my sister, my spouse. Listen and learn how you are to awaken Christ. Your soul says, I charge you, daughters of Jerusalem, awaken or reawaken the love of my heart. Christ is that love. And then we continue. Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father, Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins. Blessed be God, our Father, who protects his children and never spurns our prayers. Their prayers. Let us humbly implore him. Enlighten us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for enlightening us through your Son. Fill us with his light throughout the day. Let your wisdom lead us today, Lord, that we may walk in the newness of life. May we bear hardships with courage for your name's sake and be generous in serving you. Direct our thoughts, feelings, and actions this day. Help us to follow your providential guidance. Today's a day when I'd like especially to offer a prayer for Pope Francis's bodily and spiritual well-being, and for his guidance, help, and for the legacy that he desires to build as a leader of our church. Pray that you will help him, bless him, protect him, and keep him, Lord. We also want to pray for all of you who are sick, and pray for swift recoveries for all of us who are sick, just as soon as possible, within God's perfect plan. We ask that we will be restored to sing his praises to the joy of life in fullness of health. Enlighten us, Lord. Now gathering all of our prayers, intentions, and praises into one, let us pray the Our Father prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Lord, true light and source of all light, listen to our morning prayer. Turn our thoughts to what is holy, and may we ever live in the light of your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. All right, have a great rest of your day. And again, you have the fourth part of the Catechism, teaches us some beautiful things to reflect on and learn that answer common questions about prayer.